Damon Runyon Theater. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theater brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Old Em's Kentucky Home. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. Chances are you never hear of a citizen by name Ichke Ironhat, or his horse, Old Em. Ichke claims that Old Em is a racehorse. But the truth is she is not even able to keep up with the lead pony at the track, even when the pony is walking at a slow gait. However, that is more than somewhat beside the point. The point being the story about Ichke and Old Em, which I will tell you in a minute.
Now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Old Em's Kentucky Home.
Well, it is of a Thursday night, and I am sitting in Mindy's enjoying a choice pot roast with potato pancakes when I look up and see Ichke Ironhat. Now, this is not his real name. In fact, nobody remembers his right name, but he is called Ironhat because he always wears a derby pushed down over his head, so he looks like a jug with a cork in it. Ichke spots me and slides into a chair next to me and opens the conversation as follows.
How are you, Broadway?
I am fine. And you, Ichke?
All right, I guess. Things could be better.
I am broke and not good for a touch, even a slight one.
To tell the truth, I too am in need.
The horses do not run right for you, huh?
It is not that.
Then what is the matter?
My ever-loving wife and me are no more ever-loving.
Oh? Since when does this happen?
Yesterday.
You have a disagreement?
Yes. Over Old Em.
Your horse?
My racehorse.
I am sorry, your racehorse. So?
My ever-loving wife, Mousie, delivers an ultimatum.
Maybe you better tell me from the beginning.
Does not matter where I start, Broadway. It comes out the same.
It comes out that you and Mousie are no longer ever loving because she delivers this ultimatum. But what is the ultimatum?
She says to me, she says, Ichke, either you give up Old Em or you give me up.
Oh, I see. You are sorry that you lose Old Em.
That would make me very sad. But I give up Mousie.
Ichke, I do not understand you. Old Em never wins a race for you. Meanwhile, you have got no ever-loving Mousie.
No.
Well, see you around, Ichke.
No, I wish to offer you a proposition.
Me?
Uh-huh. It comes up soon, the Kentucky Derby. And from what I hear, you would like to see the race. That right?
Well, yes. But I do not have the necessary bobs to take care of the transportation to the land of the bluegrass.
That is what I figure. And that is why I come to you. Broadway, I am going to take you to Churchill Downs with me and Old Em.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you are going to take Old Em to the Derby?
Well, the Derby is only for three-year-olds. Maybe I will enter her in one of the smaller races.
Then why do you wish my company?
I figure I will need you along. Will you go?
Is this going to cost me?
Not a bob.
You have got yourself a customer.
Good. Meet me tomorrow morning at Jamaica. We will start out from there.
I will meet you at Jamaica.
I am glad to see you show up, Broadway. Are you ready to go?
I am ready, but this is a funny place to catch a train.
Oh, we are not going by train. We are driving.
Huh? Driving? In what?
I have bought this truck. Do you think I would put Old Em in a car by herself on a train?
Certainly not. Forgive me. Well, so long.
Where are you going?
Back home. If that is the truck you are going to drive, I sooner would walk on my hands.
I pay $60 for that truck.
I do not care if you pay 60 cents. I am not going to ride in that. It has no top on it.
We will probably have good weather all the way to Kentucky.
I will not ride in it.
But I promise old Em she will have company.
You promise old Em she...
Who? I figure you do not mind riding in the back with her. I have to drive.
Not Tondoa.
Broadway. Do you ever see a Kentucky Derby?
No.
It is a wonderful sight to behold. It is right in the middle of the bluegrass country in May. It is like a wonderful dream.
Yeah, but I...
And you will never see such beautiful horses and dolls. I figure there are the most beautiful dolls in the world that go to the Derby.
Look, Itchy,
and then comes the big race. Broadway, you stand there watching the horses come from the paddock, all heads up and tails switching and legs dancing.
Yeah, but I...
And the jockey silks flashing in the sun and the band playing.
Yeah, but the truck has no top on it.
And it is post time. The horses are at the starting gate. You stick your neck out with everybody else to watch the start. And then they're off.
This is the first time I ever ride with a horse. So, that is how I start out for Kentucky with Itchy and Old Em. When I am not in back keeping Old Em company, I lean over and talk to Itchy. And it is along the way that he opens up and tells me how he gets Old Em.
I do not always have Old Em, Broadway. And her name is not always Old Em.
No? To tell the truth, Itchy, I always wonder how you come by a horse.
Well, it is one day at Hialeah, and I see a race. There is a horse in the race whose name is Emily.
That is Old Em?
Yeah. But she bows a tendon, and her owner is going to shoot her.
Just like that?
Yeah. I stand there, and I am not very interested until she looks at me.
Who?
Emily. You know, Broadway, it is just like she talks to me and says, "Do not let this citizen put a slug in me." So I ask for her and get her.
And then?
And then that is the beginning. I own her now for 5 years.
It must cost you plenty of potatoes to keep her in food and things.
Yeah. Yeah, it does. And everybody says I am crazy, including my ex-ever-loving wife, Mousy.
Why do you not get rid of the horse?
Get rid of Old Em? Broadway, I could never do that. Look back at her.
She looks exactly like a horse.
Only on the outside. Watch. Em? Em?
You see, she talks to me.
What does she say?
You know, I think she understands what is happening.
I wish I do.
You think I am crazy too?
Well, let us say that it seems a little odd that you should give up everything for a horse. Especially a horse that never wins a race for you.
You mark my words, Broadway. Someday everybody will have to eat their words.
Of course, I believe that Itchy is talking through his iron hat. Because what can a horse do for him? Nevertheless, we continue our trip to the bluegrass. And I notice that Itchy is looking close at signposts and mumbling to himself over road maps. Also, we almost get in 8 or 10 fights. Because when Itchy stops to ask directions of the various citizens, somebody always makes a crack about Old Em. And Itchy starts after the person who is rude to the horse. It is a continual source of trouble to me. Then we get well into the state of Kentucky, and the scene is as follows.
You know, Broadway, it seems to me that we are just about where we should be.
Huh? What are you talking about? I see a signpost some miles back that indicates we are still a considerable piece from Churchill Downs.
Oh, I am not looking for the Downs. Not yet.
You are telling me that you dragged me into Kentucky just for the ride?
Oh, you will admit it is a nice ride.
Well, sure, it is a nice ride. Except when it rains, and I give up my overcoat to Old Em.
I will never forget it, Broadway. Neither will Old Em.
What can she do for me?
Broadway, take a look at this road map with me.
Do I get in trouble if I ask what you are looking for?
Old Em's Kentucky home.
What? What do you say?
You see, Broadway, when I first get Old Em, I find out she is bred on the Tucky farm. I bet you do not know that she comes of a very high-class family.
I do not wish to make the acquaintance of her relatives. I only wish to get someplace out of here.
Old Em is by Christopher out of love always.
I am out of patience by far.
I do not think you like old Em.
I love her. Now, will you please drive on?
I wish to give her a chance to see her childhood home.
Itchy, you are a dope. We are 900 miles out of our way because you figure old Em would like to see her cradle.
We will drive on. I am sure we are near the Tucky Farms. Broadway, look up ahead. Do you see what I see?
I see a little white house, and there is a citizen of these parts standing in front of the gate.
We will ask him the way to Tucky Farm.
I hope he knows.
Hey, Broadway, look back at old Em. Look at her.
What is the matter with her?
She knows that she is near her childhood home. Look at her, sniffing the air.
You know, I believe you are right. She looks very excited.
Oh, she is a smart horse.
I will ask the citizen the way.
You better let me handle it, Broadway. You do not speak the language down here.
It is different than we speak.
Very different.
Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
See, Broadway?
No.
Watch.
Excuse me, sir, but can you all direct me to a place called Tucky Farms, sir?
Tucky Farms? You want to find the Tucky Farms?
That is the general idea, sir.
You're from New York?
Well, mostly.
And you're looking for the Tucky Farm?
Uh-huh. Do you know where it is?
Well, yes, I do. It's about 3 miles farther up the road.
Thank you, sir.
Just a minute.
Yeah?
It's a big red house. With some burned-down barns in the rear.
Oh, thank you, Walt.
Just a minute. I'd like to give you a piece of advice.
That is real friendly.
I don't know what your business is, but keep away from Tucky Farms with anything that looks like a horse, or you'll get into trouble.
Trouble? Why?
Well, let's say the gentleman who owns the farm is a trifle eccentric.
Itchkey, I think we better skip it.
Nothing doing. I promised old Em she will see her Kentucky home, and she does.
Very well, if you insist.
I do. And thank you, sir.
Not at all, sir. Oh, by the way.
Yeah?
My name is Leland, Dr. Leland.
Nice to know you.
I said doctor.
So, what of it?
I'm the nearest doctor within a radius of 30 or 40 miles. You might need me after your visit to Tucky Farms with your horse. Goodbye, sir, and good luck.
Now, what does he mean by that?
Itchy, he seems like a very nice citizen, and he gives us some good advice. I do think we should inquire further into his reasons for the advice.
I will not be stopped now. I promise old Em.
But you hear what the doc says?
I hear. But I will not break my promise to Em. Let us go.
Unable to persuade Itchy to turn back. And because I am in the middle of no place, I go along. And what happens when we get to Tucky Farms, I will tell you about in a minute.
Now back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Old Em's Kentucky Home.
As I am saying, Itchy does not pay no never mind to Dr. Leland's advice, but drives straight to Tucky Farm. And what happens is like this.
Well, here we are.
Here we are. But what about it?
It is a little quiet here, is it not?
I do not see a single soul. Itchy, I do not like this. Let us leave.
What is there to be afraid of?
I do not know. That is why I am nervous.
It looks to me like you never hear of Southern hospitality, Broadway. Do you not know that these people are famous for hospitality?
If you will look slightly to your left, you will see some of it.
Huh?
It has got 2 barrels, and it is pointed right at our heads.
A hijacker. He aims to take old Em.
He's coming over.
Mister, you got just 10 seconds to get out of here.
Now, wait a minute.
Itchy, 10 seconds go very fast.
That's right, mister. Now you got 7 seconds.
And he counts me.
Now, wait a minute, sir.
Get out of here before you get hurt. And take that load of dog meat with you.
Dog meat?
On the back of that truck.
That is a horse.
Ha, it might have been.
This is the last straw. All the way down here, all them is insulted. I will take no more.
Itchy, he is much bigger. He will kill you.
Lou,
what's going on here?
Come on, put up your dukes. I will make dog meat out of you.
Put up that gun.
I put it up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Salisbury.
No, you, sir. Will you please leave my place before I let Ruth continue?
I will not budge a step until he apologizes.
Don't intrude on private property. I'll forgive that if you'll go quickly.
He insulted my horse. He insulted Emmeline.
You can hardly expect him. What did you say?
You hear me, sir.
That name, Emmeline.
It is my horse's name.
Let me look at her. How long have you had this horse?
5 years. Why?
5 years. Where did you get her?
I get her at Hialeah. She was going to be shot.
Do you know her breeding?
Sure I do, by Christopher.
Out of love always.
Yeah.
Oh, Emmeline.
Mr. Salisbury, let me take you back in the house.
No, Ruth. No. I'm all right. You've taken care of this horse, haven't you, sir? Like she is my own daughter. Ruth.
Yes.
Ruth, I want you to allow these gentlemen to park their truck in the old shed and then show them to the east guest room.
Show them to guests?
Yes, sir.
Yes, do as I say, Ruth.
Yes, sir, Mr. Salisbury.
You two gentlemen will honor me.
How do you like this? First they hold a shotgun at our heads, and then they...
Please don't blame Ruth. He was only following my orders. Now, if you please, gentlemen.
Well, this is a funny setup, and there is quite a bit of mystery. But he does not seem to think anything is wrong. Well, the day goes by and we are treated fine. Then we are in the guest room that night. Itchy talks me to sleep, but then about 1 a.m, I feel him shaking. And the scene is as follows.
Broadway. Broadway, wake up. Hey, wake up.
Itchy, what is the matter?
There is something fishy going on.
The man is here with the gun?
No. Take a look out the window to the shed where all them is.
I am looking.
And what do you see?
I see a light moving around in there.
Broadway, you remember that Doc Leland tells us that the people here are funny and they do not like horses?
I remember. What about it?
I bet they are doing something to old them.
I'll kill them. Come on.
So I pull on my pants and shoes and follow Itchy. We get outside with no trouble, and then we walk to the shed where old them is bedded down for the night.
Is that you, Ruth?
No, it is me, Mr. Salisbury.
Oh, there, Emmeline. Easy now.
I wish to know what the pitch is, Mr. Salisbury.
Well, I come out to see Emmeline. I'm sorry if I awakened her. Good night.
Oh, no. I want to know what is going on. What do you do to Emmeline?
Oh, nothing.
I am very fond of old Em. And additionally, I plan to enter her one or two small races. If she is hurt, you...
I have my word. I would rather lose my life than hurt that horse.
I believe you mean that, Mr. Salisbury.
I do, sir. Seems you like her as much as I do.
Yes, sir. Will you please come with me?
Where? And what for?
Is anything wrong, Mr. Salisbury?
Oh, Ruth, no. I was coming to get you.
You want me to chase these two about 10 miles?
Oh, no, Ruth. Give me the key to the west wing.
The West Wing, sir?
Yes, you have it.
Yes, rock with me like it is all the time.
Oh, well then, please come along. Gentlemen, follow me in Ruth. There. Now, lend me your flashlight, Ruth.
Yes, sir. Maybe I better stay.
No. Go back to bed, Ruth.
Yes, sir. I'll be right within call, sir.
Yes, thank you. And now, gentlemen,
follow me. Hey, look at this room.
Yeah, and look at the dust. Why, this place
hasn't been used in 8 years.
There is something wrong with it?
Look, look where I'm flashing the light.
Hey, a picture. A doll.
A very beautiful doll.
She was my wife. That's her portrait. Look closer.
But there is a name on a brass plate that says Emmeline.
Yes, Emily. My wife.
Then, old Emmeline is named after your wife?
Yes.
And Mrs. Salisbury?
You saw the burned barns?
Oh, sure. We've seen them.
One night they caught fire. My wife rushed in to save her favorite mare. Love always.
That was old Em's mother.
Neither one got out. Gentlemen, I'm rather tired.
Oh, the poor old guy. No wonder he nearly drops when he finds out about all them.
Yeah. Come on. Let us go to bed. I think I catch a cold. Well, it turns out that we stay at Tucky Farms. And before I know it, a week has passed. Itchy and Mr. Salisbury spend all their time watching old Em run in the pastures. And Mr. Salisbury's a different man. He laughs and smiles, and there is a look in his eyes that is not there when we first see him. In fact, one day, Dr. Leland talks to us about it.
You've done more for him than all my medicine, gentlemen. The whole county's grateful.
The whole county?
Yes. At one time, Tucky Farms were the pride of the state. Then, after the accident... Well, you saw him in the farm.
I take it the citizens hereabouts think highly of the old guy.
Well, they do. You know, it's the horse that's made the change in him.
Old Em?
Yes. I think it reminded him that Emmeline would have wanted him to go on after her death. Why, he's even asked to have the Emmeline Salisbury Award reinstated.
And what is that?
Well, each year, $1,000 was awarded to the person who was kindest to a horse.
Somebody gets a grand for being nice to a horse.
I am able to understand that. I give up Mousie for old Em.
You what?
My wife. It is her or old Em.
You're that fond of the horse?
I am.
Oh. Then I take it you leave here with the horse.
Does anyone say I won't?
Well, I guess I was mistaken.
About what, Doc?
I thought perhaps the horse would stay.
Well, you get that idea out of your head right now. I would not give up old Em for anything.
No, of course not. Well, see you later, gentlemen. See you later.
Some nerve. Expecting me to leave old Em? Why, I would sooner leave my right arm. Uh-huh. Besides, like I say, we need the dough, and old Em figures to win a cheap race, that right?
Sure, that is right, Itchy.
Why do you look at me like that?
Oh.
Never mind, you know how. Listen, we are leaving here tonight. We will sneak old Em out of the shed and go.
Sure, tonight.
That is right, tonight.
Em. Em, easy, girl, easy. Broadway, you sure the truck has got gas in it?
But there is about enough to get us to Churchill Downs.
Okay. She looks good on Broadway.
I never see her looking better.
Yeah, her legs are good. I bet she wins a cheap race for us.
Yeah, that could be.
Sure she will. Now let us go.
Well, evening, gentlemen.
Mr. Salisbury.
Is there anything wrong?
No. Nothing.
Oh, hello, Emmeline. She knew I was coming. I bring her apple every night. And I brought an extra blanket tonight. There's a nip in the air.
That is a pretty fair blanket to put on a horse.
Oh, I rarely sleep with more than a light cover over me.
You bring that blanket from your own bed?
Oh, it's quite warm in the house.
Yeah,
she'll be comfortable. You going back to the house, gentlemen?
No, we'll go up in a minute.
Oh, very well. See you all in the morning. Good night.
The truck has got gas in it, Richie.
Yeah, I know. Come on, let's get out of here.
Now?
Now.
With or without old Em?
I guess I know all along. Why are you laughing?
I guess I know all along, too. It's good. So we sneak out that night, but not until after Richie spends an hour saying goodbye to old Em. And it seems to me that she cries like he does when we leave. Itchki never looks back once we get started. Of course, we never go to Churchill Downs, and I never see the derby. We go back to New York. And I think that is the end of the story. But it is not. The payoff comes maybe a week later, and I will tell you about it in a minute. Walking up Broadway, when I run into Itchki, who is standing outside a store. He sees me, and the scene is as follows.
Broadway, I'm just coming to look you up.
Well, well, Itchki, how you doing?
Fine.
Just fine.
Oh, that is good.
In fact, I am waiting for Mousie to come out of the store.
Mousie, your ever-loving wife?
The same.
But you tell me that it is not ever-loving between you and her.
Oh, that is all fixed up.
You mean she forgives you for walking out on her with a horse?
What else can she do when she gets the money?
Money? What money?
Oh, you do not know.
I do not know.
Well, you remember that there is the Emmeline Salisbury Award for people who are kind to horses.
I remember. Oh, you get the $1,000 for being so kind to Emily. And your ever-loving Mousie likes that.
No. I do not get the grant.
Well?
Mousie gets it.
She does? Why?
Well, the committee that gives the award decides that anybody who gives up a husband for a horse must be very kind to horses. So they send Mousie to Grand.
And so ends the famous Damon Runyon story, Old Em's Kentucky Home. Listen in again next week for the Damon Runyon Theater. The Damon Runyon Theater with John Brown as Broadway is directed by Richard Sandville, and the story is adapted for radio by Russell Hughes. Vern Carstensen is in charge of production. This is a Mayfair production.